There's a comic named Big J Okerson. He's been on Comedy Central a million times. He's had his own special. He actually has a Netflix, I guess it's sort of a series. It's called The Degenerates. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the dirtier comics, and he's always a part of it. He's a well-known comic. So he's performing in some little club in Pennsylvania. You know, he's up on the stage. Mm-hmm. And this woman comes in, and she's been there the whole time. It's been a whole lineup, right? He's the headliner. And she's been drunk the whole time and screaming at the stage. Now, these guys are used to just a little bit of heckling here and there. But this is beyond heckling. Like, she's getting out of hand. Mm-hmm. So the owner of the club says to Big J Okerson, do you want me to kick her out and kick her family out, who she's here with, before you start? He's like, no, you kidding? I love this stuff. I'm going to bring it into my act. Mm-hmm. So he tries to do that. But at this point, she's crazy. She's belligerent. She's yelling. And she's screaming the entire time. It's not like she's just heckling. She's being disruptive. So all the other people who are paying to be there, their night is now ruined. Mm-hmm. So finally, Big J says, you know what? Yeah. Can we get rid of these people on this table? And the entire club starts cheering. They're really happy that he's kicked out these obnoxious people. Mm-hmm. As they're leaving, this girl's brother decides to jump Big J Okerson. Now, he's called Big J for a reason. He is a big guy, big in every way, tall, fat. He is a man of size. But this guy grabs his leg and starts trying to pull him off the stage. And you see these other comics who are there with him, like Dan Soder and Louis Gomez, his podcast host, co-host. They come flying off the side of the stage and they jump on this guy. And it's this big brawl, and this video goes viral. It's the lead story on Page Six right now. Mm-hmm. I just thought this was hilarious. And the best part is that Big J got on Instagram stories for the first time in his life. He's never been on Instagram stories before because he's like you. He's not an Instagram guy. He doesn't screw with that stuff. You know what I mean? He's a comic. He does his thing. Mm-hmm. So here he is on his Instagram story telling us the upshot of what happened.
Me, Lewis, and Zach Amico performing in Royersford, Pennsylvania. There's fights, there's stunts, there's cops, but I heard that some of the people are putting out, they're trying to dox the guy who was involved in this thing.
Yeah, the brother.
Don't dox this guy. It's not.
Yeah, Big J has a lot of fans, and they're already going after
this
guy.
Trust us to make this as really wonderful and funny as possible. Between broadcast and podcasting and everywhere.
He'll tell the story on his podcast a little bit more because he's not really an Instagram story guy.
Zach Amico, so eloquently put, Zach Amico, we get to have a courtroom. Me and Lewis have to go to court several times.
Yeah, because this guy, they injured this guy pretty badly, and the guy's in jail.
Oh, so they hurt the guy.
Yeah, well, the guy attacked them first.
Right.
And there's video of it.
We get to tell the story.
Was he drunk?
It's crazy.
I'm sure.
I'm okay.
You kidding?
Everything's
Big
fine.
J was the headliner, which meant there were like six comics that came before him.
Okay. So he was hammered.
A lot of pain.
Yeah, Big J wasn't hammered, but
no,
the,
I'm saying the guy
but
that
the brother
attacked
was.
Him.
Yeah, the customer was.
Christine, I don't look bad on Instagram Live though.
You look great.
Thanks, Christine. She was scared
that's his
for
girlfriend.
Her life, everybody.
So anyway, I've never seen this before. Like, I've seen people heckle comics. I have never seen a fist fight in a comedy club. That feels more like a heavy metal situation.
I think it's the times that we live in. I think everybody is on edge. And add some alcohol and some comedy, it's not a good mix.
Do you think that's what it is? Like, these people were... It's Pennsylvania, so they were also on lockdown like the rest of us.
Right.
Do you think everybody's so angry about everything going on right now that they took it out on this poor comic?
Yeah, everybody is on edge.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's this girl's problem. She was the one who was in the wrong. It wasn't just a little bit of heckling, because I went on the Reddit page afterwards and people who were there were talking about it and they're posting pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she was nonstop yelling out the entire time, almost like she had Tourette's, where people were like asking for her to be thrown out, but the club was like, we can't really do that unless the comics say so. I mean, the fact that he even went to Big J Okerson and said, do you want us to ditch this broad and her mm-hmm. family? And here's the best thing. She's there with her husband, her brother, and her mother-in-law.
what the problem is you add alcohol and mix it with 2020.
Right.
That's the problem. We're halfway through 2020, so there's a lot of built-up anger inside right. people. So, yeah, none of it's good.
Yeah, I can't wait till the court case, though. Can you imagine? That'll be her defense.
That it's 2020.
That's the defense. You just, Your Honor, it's 2020. Case dismissed.
It's the first time I've been outside since April, and right. I had all this pent-up anger, and it's the first time I've worn pants since April. So
maybe that's what it was. Maybe because the pants were so tight. Mm-hmm. They were stopping oxygen to her brain.
Yeah, she didn't have any pants because the only pants that she had, it don't fit no more because she gained too much weight. So she's just mad from the get-go. And they're probably Amish. So
no, they're not Amish. They wouldn't be at a comedy club if they were Amish.
They could be. You don't know. There's no.
Oh, you think they're on like a Rungspringer?
Yeah. So
I see.
It took them a long time to get there. The horse is really slow. They're upset. And
right.
Yeah, so that's what I think it was.